Shemot.
Exodus, chapter 19. In the third month, after the children of Yisrael had come out of the land of Mitzrayim, on this day they came to the wilderness of Sinai. For they departed from Rephidim and had come to the wilderness of Sinai and camped in the wilderness. So Yisrael camped there before the mountain. And Moshe went up to Elohim, and Yahuwah called to him from the mountain, saying,
This is what you are to say to the house of Yaakov, and declare to the children of Yisrael. You have seen what I did to the Mitzrites, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. And now, if you diligently obey my voice and shall guard my covenant, then you shall be my treasured possession above all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a reign of Kohanim and a Kodesh nation. Those are the words which you are to speak to the children of Yisrael.
And Moshe came and called for the elders of the people, and put before them all these words which Yahuwah commanded him. And all the people answered together and said,
All that Yahuwah has spoken we shall do.
So Moshe brought back the words of the people to Yahuwah. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
See, I am coming to you in the thick cloud, so that the people hear when I speak with you, and believe you forever.
And Moshe reported the words of the people to Yahuwah. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Go to the people, and kadosh them today and tomorrow, and they shall wash their garments, and shall be prepared by the third day. For on the third day, Yahuwah shall come down upon Mount Sinai before the eyes of all the people. And you shall make a border for the people all around, saying, Take heed to yourselves that you do not go up to the mountain or touch the border of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall certainly be put to death. Not a hand is to touch it, but he shall certainly be stoned or shot with an arrow, whether man or beast. He shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, let them go up to the mountain.
And Moshe came down from the mountain to the people and kadosh the people, and they washed their garments. And he said to the people,
Be prepared by the third day. Do not come near a wife.
And it came to be on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain. And the sound of the ram's horn was very loud. And all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moshe brought the people out of the camp to meet with Elohim. And they stood at the foot of the mountain. And Mount Sinai was in smoke, all of it, because Yahuwah descended upon it in fire. And its smoke went up like the smoke of a furnace. And all the mountain trembled exceedingly. And when the blast of the ram's horn sounded long and became very strong, Moshe spoke, and Elohim answered him by voice. And Yahuwah came down upon Mount Sinai, on the top of the mountain. And Yahuwah called Moshe to the top of the mountain, and Moshe went up. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Go down, warn the people, lest they break through unto Yahuwah to see, and many of them fall. And let the Kohanim who come near Yahuwah kadosh themselves too, lest Yahuwah break out against them.
And Moshe said to Yahuwah,
The people are not able to come up to Mount Sinai, for you warned us, saying, Make a border around the mountain and kadosh it.
And Yahuwah said to him,
Come, go down and then come up, you and Aharon with you. But do not let the Kohanim and the people break through to come up to Yahuwah, lest he break out against them.
And Moshe went down to the people and spoke to them.